You're listening to Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom, featuring Gary Bauer, Senior Vice President of Public Policy at the Dr. James Dobson Family Institute. And now, here's Gary.
Hello, friends. Thank you for joining me here on another edition of the Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom podcast. I'm Gary Bauer, and on today's program, we're having a sobering conversation. It's a sobering time, as you know, in Israel and around the world. And I want to share with you a conversation I had with Michelle Bachman about the recent massacre in Israel by Hamas, a radical terrorist Islamic group. We will discuss what happened and what we might expect in the near future. So without further ado, here is my conversation with Michelle Bachman. Welcome to a special edition of Family Talk. I'm Gary Bauer, the Senior Vice President of Public Policy here at the James Dobson Family Institute. I also host Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom, a podcast we do here at JDFI. And I'm honored to serve alongside Dr. Dobson and the whole team. Now, I said this was a special edition of Family Talk, but it's also a very heartbreaking edition. As you've probably have heard on the news, there was a surprise attack. It was actually a massacre by Hamas terrorists on the Israeli people on October 7th. At the time that we're taping this show, 900 people are confirmed killed, thousands wounded. Hamas is holding, they claim, over 100 hostages, most of them civilians. This is an unprecedented event. We need to discuss it. You need to be up to date and understand the context of this event, because in the weeks ahead, there are going to be thousands of voices, and you are going to be subjected to a blizzard of lies about Israel, about why this is happening, about the significance of it, what it means for Christians and Jews, what it means for Israel and the United States. Helping me out with this conversation is our good friend, Michelle Bachman. It would take a long time to introduce her to you, but I'm sure most of you know her. She served in Congress ably well. We miss her even today. She represented a district in Minnesota. She currently serves on the James Dobson Family Institute board. And of course, that would be a reason to have her on the show for that reason alone. But I don't know anybody in America, quite frankly, that has a greater love for and heart for the people of Israel and the Jewish people generally than Michelle Bachman. She's the chairman of the Jerusalem Prayer Breakfast. What a thing to be heading up at a time like this as we all pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Michelle, I heard this news in the morning. My wife, Carol, had seen something on the news before I saw it and said, Israel's under attack. And I thought, well, what else is new? But then I realized in quick order that this was something in a whole different category. You and I talked a little earlier today. These Israelis were not only murdered, their bodies were desecrated. The casualties overwhelmingly are civilians, it's men, but also their wives, Israeli women, children, old people in nursing homes. Can you talk for us about how you reacted, what you thought when you heard this news, and what does the nature of these murders, what does it say about the enemy that Israel, and quite frankly, all of us in the free world are facing?
Gary, I think that you've laid the table beautifully to set this up. What this means is we saw a satanically inspired attack against God's chosen people in God's chosen land, because Israel belongs to the Lord. It is His land. It's not available for division. It's not available for anyone to come in and make decisions about it, because God made the decisions Himself. He set out the parameters. He said that this land, and He set out the parameters in Genesis 15, 18, will be for My people. And He chose the man, Abraham, and He gave Abraham a covenant, an agreement. And so for all time, the covenant is in effect until Jesus Christ returns again. The covenant is in effect. And so this was a satanically inspired attack that has come from the beginning of time by Satan himself to destroy God's plan for the earth, for blessing, for salvation. And so this attack was on the Jewish people. And this is probably, Gary, the clearest example of genocide, because as you well stated, the facts are horrible. You mentioned where you were when you found out. On Saturday morning, I was in Paris, France, and I was at the airport, and I was heading back to the United States, and I was on the plane, and I got a call from a former IDF officer who had taken me on a tour of Kibbutz Be'eri Be'er Sheva. And when I was a 17-year-old girl, the first time I went to Israel, I went to Israel to live and work there on a kibbutz. And it was the first kibbutz that was attacked by these monsters, by Hamas, the foreign terrorist organization. We designate them here in the United States as a foreign terrorist organization. And they, at the crack of dawn, thousands took their rifles and walked into a neighborhood. Gary, think of any suburban neighborhood in America. That's what these people did. They walked into these neighborhoods and they busted down the doors and they took innocent civilians. So what was different about this, Gary, is that it wasn't one nation against another nation. It wasn't a military against military. These were animals that went in for the express purpose of killing and drawing blood mercilessly without any mercy on the most vulnerable people you could imagine. So it's like, imagine for our audience, you are in your home, the sun just came up, and you have people knocking down your door and dragging your kids out of bed, your mother-in-law who slept over, and they drag them out and randomly just kill them. Shoot them, or in some cases, take hostages. No one knows, but completely merceless. That's what happened.
You know, Michelle, we've seen this so many times. The moral equivalence in the media between Israel and its enemies. When Israeli soldiers, inevitably in battle, will accidentally kill a civilian, or when American soldiers are in battle, and because of the fog of war, end up harming a civilian. Israel and the United States, we agonize. We want to find out if a crime was committed. We hold our own troops responsible for even a single civilian death. Hamas did this, and they bragged about the civilian deaths. Yeah. They wanted the world to see. We talked a little bit earlier about, there's videos all over social media of things that once you see them, you cannot unsee them.
No, the IDF officer who had called me, Gary, sent me probably 12 or 13 videos that he had that the media weren't showing. And they were so gruesome, I don't even want to describe them for people. But the point being, you're exactly right. This was the behavior of demons. It was demonically inspired. It came from the heart of Satan himself. You don't see this. This isn't warfare. This was terrorist, satanically inspired attacks on the Jewish people, and probably the best example that I've seen truly of genocide, because the only reason they went in was to kill Jews. Yes. And these were innocent Jews, people who had unprovoked these people. But it was a planned, it was a very well planned, very well carried out attack, air, land, and sea, as meant as this audience has heard. But for what purpose? To kill innocent people and to inspire fear in the heart of the nation. Because it is maniacal to think that their goal would be that they're going to get all 8 million Israelis to leave the country. Because they keep shouting from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. In other words, we are going to completely shove every human in Israel, and it's never going to happen. We're going to shove every human out, and then we, the Arabs, known as Palestinians, will come in and take over. That is not going to happen. So this is a maniacal fantasy that they hold onto, that somehow Israel is an illegal occupier. Israel is not an illegal occupier. God himself signed the deed to the Jewish people to the land. And if there's any indigenous people in Israel, it's the Jews. The capital has been Jerusalem for 3,000 years. So they are not occupiers. They are the owners of this land. God owns it. And he said, this is for Israel. So this is their land. There is no legal right to the land. It's simply a jealousy that goes back to the time of Ishmael and of Isaac. It goes back to that. And it's been a jealousy that has gone on since then.
Well, I hope you were intrigued by that snippet, and I hope you'll join me in praying for Israel at such a time as this. But if you would like to listen to the full interview, and I hope you do listen to it, you can tune into your local radio station that carries our Family Talk broadcast on Monday, October 16th. To find a station near you or to listen online, just visit drjamesdobson.org/Family Talk. Thanks again for joining me today on the Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom podcast. Have a blessed day.
Subscribe to Gary Bauer's Defending Faith, Family, and Freedom where you find your favorite podcasts. Just hit the subscribe button to ensure you receive every episode.